I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS, joined now by a former Pella High School graduate, a member of the 2014 state champion Little Dutch, Garrett Jansen. And Garrett, as we speak, you're currently playing on the defensive line for Minnesota State. First of all, what's that been like for you so far this season, and how has your senior campaign been?
The season's been a lot of fun. I've enjoyed my time up here in Minnesota. The guys are awesome. I've been making a lot of great friends with my teammates, and they accepted me right away. And it's just been a lot of fun this season. They have a good time while working hard at the same time, and it's always nice when you fit in right away.
Well, and you got your degree from the University of Iowa this past spring. What was kind of that postgraduate process like, especially with some football eligibility left? And what ultimately led you to decide not only to play at Minnesota State, but to continue your football career one more season?
Yeah, there was a lot of factors that led to me leaving. The biggest was the opportunity to start grad school and potentially get some of that schooling paid for. I was just ready to move on with my career, and instead of staying here at Iowa and studying something that might not pertain to what I'm going to do in the future, I decided against that and decided to further my educational career. And so far, I'm happy with that move. Grad school has been a lot of work, but it's definitely nice to have something that is preparing me for the future, and I'm applying all the things I learned at Iowa. But the application process was very difficult. It's hard to get into grad school for speech language pathology. And so Mankato was one of the two schools that I got into that I applied for. So that was also part of the reasoning that I'm up here. And I'm very thankful that I was accepted and able to get started with grad school. I feel very thankful and fortunate about that.
Well, one of the things that I know that you've even come back to Pella to talk about, too, since you've graduated, is that educational side. And obviously, there's a football component to it. You still want to compete. But, you know, why has it been so important for you educationally to focus on what you've been focusing on? As I understand, this may have started back in your adaptive PE class, some of these ideas of being in this field. You know, what's that been like for you, focusing on that educational side at the same time as being a Division I athlete?
Right. You learn to balance education and athletics pretty well when you get to college. There's no intro into it. You're just kind of thrown into it, and you either sink or you swim. And so luckily I was able to figure out how to manage both of those and give enough time to both in order to be successful in both. And yeah, it was definitely a big change from high school to college, but high school definitely prepared me for that, being able to take college classes through Pella High School and prepare me for the coursework that I was going to see in the future and see that I really need to set aside time if I want to take my academics seriously, which I did, because football is only 4 or 5 years, and then you need your degree for the rest of life, and that's very important. And so, I just made sure to really emphasize my time in the classroom and put a higher level of importance on that.
You know, what has that overall experience been like since that day when you decided that you were going to continue both your athletic and academic career at Iowa and now eventually here at Minnesota State?
Sure, you had some tidbits from that story, but just how it all happened was very God ordained in a way, and he works in funny ways. But I always tell people that I don't regret anything about going to Iowa. I didn't play as much as I wanted to, but if I were to go back, I wouldn't change that because of the experiences I was able to have, education I was able to gain, and the friends I was able to make. I found my future wife at Iowa. I have lifelong friends that push me to be a better person, and I stay in contact with constantly. And I really grew as a man And then I experienced a lot of really cool things in a football perspective, being able to play at places like Penn State, being able to play at Iowa State, play in rivalry games, play in bowl games, be able to experience all of that. So I don't regret anything. And I'm glad that I was able to have those experiences, but I'm also glad that I'm able to move on and make new experiences with new people, with a new team, with new teammates, with new students in my cohort. And so it's just been a really kind of seamless transition into a new school, which I'm very thankful for.
Well, we're here with Garrett Jansen, a Pella High School alumni who is continuing his football career this season. His last season of eligibility in Minnesota State. And this year on our airwaves, we've had some pretty unique opportunities. As you may well know, Jay McKinstry got to 200 wins. And as a part of that feature, I talked to probably quite a few of your assistant coaches at the time in 2014, Brian Huddle, Matt Schulte, and a few others. You know, as you look back now that you're so far removed and you're, you know, a college graduate, what do you remember most about those days in Pella that you really take with you, whether it's at football practice or whether you're in the classroom, especially from some of those coaches like Jay and like Brian, who you got to work with while you were here?
Yes. It's funny that you say that, because we love football, and we love playing football, and those are my best memories, but I couldn't tell you the scores of the games, and I couldn't tell you the how many tackles I had in each game or who played exceptionally well in that game. And in the time of high school, they talked about TLTBF, and they gave us life lessons about how to be a better man, how to take skills from the football field and apply them to your life. And at the time, I was like, yeah, it's like great that they talk about that, but I'm kind of here to like play football and win games. And those are things that have stuck with me. I was at a wedding in Pella recently, and it was awesome to see so many people that I played with, and how some of us haven't talked in months or years, but yet it was like we didn't miss a beat, and we all were able to share memories and experiences. No matter if we won or lost the game, we always have each other, and we will always have each other for the rest of life. So that's just really cool to have that bond from high school and from high school sports. And that's something I'll never take for granted, and I'll just be thankful for that always, because it's really a really interesting and really cool how that all comes together. But I'd say those are some of the biggest things I took from those assistant coaches, was just life lessons that they taught us that maybe didn't stick with me in the moment, but have stuck with me as I left the program and transitioned into college sports, and then as I transitioned out of college sports here soon.
As I understand, and many people in Pella know, your life has changed very significantly, even in the past year, both very positive and obviously very heartbreaking. When you think about this past year of your life, you think about from the beginning of your final season at Iowa to now, and your connections back to Pella, how much does this community mean to you, knowing, and of course for people who don't know, I'm referring to your mother's passing all the way to your wedding and all these other things in between, how much does this community, whether it's football or not, mean to you, especially as you move on in life and perhaps go elsewhere after you graduate from grad school?
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind of the past 10 months, lots of ups and downs, and it's just been a roller coaster, but super thankful for the community and all the great people that are a part of the town of Pella, whether they call it Pella or Pella Christian, or have a kid at Central, or whatever. We're blessed by so many people in my mom's passing, and we could never thank them enough for what they did and how they supported us. And it was just overwhelming, the amount of support that we had, and to be a part of a community like that where you're so loved because she loves so many people is super awesome.
Well, and for you, you know, what, obviously, as you said, there's a lot of life to live. You hope, and many others hope for yourself. You know, what has been your biggest takeaway from the past year of life? And I know we're getting kind of deep here, but you think about football and all these other things, but, you know, from having all these ups and downs, what do you hope to take away now as your football career winds down and you enter society? You know, what have you learned in this past year from all these things combined? And what do you hope the future does look like as much as we can control it?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing is not worrying too much about the future. I think the biggest thing I've learned is to live day by day and live in the present, not worrying about what is to come because you don't know what is to come. We take that for granted. We might not wake up tomorrow. And so just being able to invest everything you have into the day, invest into other people as much as you can because the things of the world go past, but the people and the connections that you make will last forever. So just being able to think about life in a different way in those terms is probably the biggest thing that I've learned.
That is Pella High School alumni and member of the Minnesota State football team, Garrett Jansen. Garrett, we really appreciate your time today. And hopefully, if things go well for you in the playoffs, maybe we'll have to catch up again sometime in November. We appreciate your time and look forward to talking to you down the road.
That's fine. Thanks for having me, Andrew.